It's 11 minutes to 10. You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren, and the time's flying.
I can't believe it. Our first show is nearly over, Darren.
It is. It's been fun. Great fun.
Been great. Aren't people wonderful?
People are wonderful.
You know, the diversity and the challenges and the skills that they all have, they bring to the fabric of our show just incredible stories.
Indeed. And we have one more story before the hour's up.
And it's a pre-recorded story about a person that I admire very much. I think we might let him tell the story from the beginning and let people really sink into this person's life. His name is Vaughan Rolls, an amazing guy. You're on 90.5 with Darren and Jim, and it's great to have my very good friend in the studio, Vaughan Rolls. Good morning, Vaughan.
Morning, Jim.
You're an amazing person, and you have a story to tell. And it's a very compelling story. And we're going to do this in two parts. And the first part, we're going to talk about you growing up. Tell us about your journey growing up.
Jim, I'm one of three. I'm a triplet. I'm in my mid-40s, born to two parents. My mum and dad are Pat and Brian. I lived in the Hills District most of my life and have been lucky enough to work around the hills and Parramatta for my personal and working lives. I'm a triplet, as I said. We were born and given additional oxygen at birth, which led to us, the three of us, being blind. My third brother, Nigel, has moderate intellectual disabilities as an added complication of the additional oxygen exposure. And my second brother is an academic at the Australian National University.
I find that absolutely amazing, that story about the challenges you have. We all think in our own life we have challenges. It was interesting, wasn't it, Vaughan? I was in Melbourne and there was a person walking along with a guide dog, and I yelled out, "Hi, Vaughan." He said, "No, that's my brother." And I was taken back. I couldn't believe how much you were alike. And that's what started our journey of moving towards your story about what you've been doing. Growing up, tell us about actually growing up. Three, mum and dad having three children who were blind, that would have had its challenges.
Look, I suppose it did, but as you grow up as a child, you don't see it that way. Your life is very normalised because it's what you get used to. We used to do the normal things. We went to Castle Hill Primary, Castle Hill High Schools. We used to have very fierce backyard cricket matches. We used to ride push bikes, motorbike in our backyard. Because it's like, I say to people, it's like when you get up in the middle of the night and you go to the bathroom, you don't always have to put the light on. You know, most people have a rough idea of their layout. We had the same knowledge of our own surroundings. And so you get very used to it. So childhood was very normal for us. You didn't see yourself as much different. And your friends, kids and adults can learn a lot of lessons. Kids are very accepting of their environment, and kids would just offer you their elbow or their or whatever, and just take you wherever you had to go. You know, kids just don't see anything different.
You're on 90.5 with Darren Capes Davis and Jim Taggart talking to Vaughan Rolls, an amazing person with a great story to tell us. Vaughan, tell us about your mum and dad. How were they in this equation?
What do you mean?
Well, in terms of, you know, the challenges that they had, and, you know, what lessons did you learn from them?
Oh, I think a lot of it, you learn resilience. You know, my parents used to say to me when I was at school, "You've got to work really hard," and at that time, technology was so different to what it is now. It's actually a very exciting time at the moment to be blind or to have a disability generally. But back when I was born, back in 1975, it was a different landscape that we all lived in. So my dad used to say to me, "If you don't work it hard at school, you're going to be working in a workshop in a disability employment setting." And because they were the options for people who didn't have sight at that stage, and so there was a drive to work really hard. And I wasn't that bright at school. I did okay, but I wasn't a superstar or anything. And I had to work really hard to get through my HSC and to get the marks that I wanted, because I wanted to do law And so that's what I did. I worked hard.
And we're going to talk about that in the next part, about you being a qualified lawyer in itself has an amazing story to tell. Just to interrupt there, Bourne, let's go back to the school environment. Was there one teacher that had an impact on your life, or several, with, you know, that taught you things and made you who you are, or helped you in your journey?
There's always people that come through. You know, there's a couple of teachers in primary school. I think my legal studies teacher had a fairly profound impact, because I decided from when I was quite young that I wanted to do law, and doing legal studies was sort of in many ways an affirmation of that position.
That's a great story, and to have someone at your age to be able to go back and still have an impact on who you are and so on. Well, that's nearly coming to the end of our first part. And what I'd like to do is go to a song. Now, we asked you about picking a song. What did you pick?
Look, I think a song that sums up the Australian, how I feel about Australia, our multiculturalism, our lifestyle, is probably I Am Australian, the Seekers classic, and I'd probably go with that one.
Well, I think that's a very, very good choice, and we'll go to that right now.
Alive 90.5.
I came from the dream time, from the dusty red soil plains. I am the ancient heart, the keeper of the flame. I stood upon the rocky shores, I watched the tall ships come. For 40,000 years I've been the first Australian. I came upon the prison ship, bowed down by iron chains. I fought the land, endured the lash, and waited for the rains. I'm a settler, I'm a farmer's wife, on a dry and barren run. A convict, then a free man, I became Australian.
The girl became a woman on the long and dusty road. I'm a child of the Depression, I saw the good times come. I'm a bushy, I'm a bamber, I am Australian.
We are one, but we are many, and from all share a dream and sing with one voice. I am, you are, we are Australian.
I'm a teller of stories, I'm a singer of songs. I am Albert Mamajira, and I paint the ghostly gums. I'm Clancy on his horse, I'm Ned Kelly on the run. I'm the one who waltzed Matilda, I am Australia.
I'm the hot wind from the desert, I'm the black soil of the plains, I'm the mountains and the valleys, I'm the drought and rain. I am the rock, I am the sky,
the rivers when they run, the spirit of this great land, I am Australian. We are one, but we are many. And sing with one voice.
are Australia.